The game is on 105.9 KSL Country.
We're back. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country, your number one local information station. I'm Don Kelder, broadcasting live from Odessa as part of Rudy Moon Broadcasting's Community Commitment. I'd like to welcome you to the halftime show driven by CNS, and welcome to the halftime show driven by CNS, Josh Brock, the head coach of the victorious Greyhound women's basketball team. And Coach, at the end of the first quarter, I thought, yeah, you were going to win, and you did win, but there were a lot of twists and turns between the end of the first quarter and the end of the ball game.
Yeah, there were, Doc. And you know, I mean, against Coach Willis, the team at UTPB, it's never over. It's never over. I mean, I've known Coach Willis since I was a coach at the University of Oklahoma. They used to come work our camps there, and Jerome does a tremendous job. And, yeah, we got up. We got a good lead. Girls came out. Fantastic. I was a little nervous about our start. You know, we haven't played since last Tuesday, and that's probably the best quarter that we've played all year.
And only 8 points.
You know, so, you know, we definitely started off very, very well, but it was a dogfight after that. Give them credit. They fought back. I mean, they made shots, and they got stops. And so, but our girls, again, they were really tough for that, our girls were, to be able to pull that out.
No question. I mean, you were battling adversity. You had been up by 19, and you go down 3. Momentum is clearly in their court, and yet your ladies found a will to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I was talking with Coach Segler a little bit after our game, and he was same thing. I mean, he said as soon as that wall hit, man, it was like it was downhill from there for them, and they just when you make a couple shots, it's amazing what a couple makes do to confidence. I mean, I think you've seen that from yourself being a coach, Doc, and you know what I'm talking about. The fans out there watching that basketball know once one goes in, 2, 3, that confidence starts rolling. But our girls fought back, and, you know, we executed very, very well down the stretch to get the win.
Coach, clearly you won the game at the free throw line. And that illustrates the different approaches to the game. You told us in the March Restaurant Coaches Show on Monday, UTPB, a perimeter shooting team. The problem with that is you don't go to the line very often. Your strategy, get the ball down low. You went to the line 32 times.
Yeah, we knew that they play aggressive defensive basketball. So against teams like that, you got to be aggressive offensively, try to get to the free throw line and do things of that nature. And we were able to, and again, credit our girls. You know, we missed a few, but, hey, we made the ones we needed to.
Absolutely. Jasmine Hodgkins, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Michaela Connor, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Deja McCants hits big free throws down the stretch. And, boy, you just have to have ice water in your veins to do that.
Absolutely. And I think one of the bigger shots of the night's game, I think they got up late third quarter, early fourth quarter, whenever it was, and then she came down here right in front of our bench and hit an open three, and that tied the game up. And I thought that was really big because I felt like they really had some momentum. The biggest lead they had was 3.
Yep.
You know, we never let them get too far ahead, and then we pulled back. And, you know, they definitely have a smaller gym, but the stands were filled tonight, so it was loud, and it was tough to get that win.
Well, Coach, you do start out Lone Star Conference play 1-0, and lo and behold, the second Lone Star Conference game, bitter arch rival time. We go to Canyon, Texas to play WT.
Yeah, here you go. I mean, here you go. You know, you want to play, you know, you always love playing your rival. And here at Eastern, you know, WT is a big rival and has been the rival for a long time. And, you know, several of our sports programs have already paved the way for us. And so we just need to go follow suit. And I'll tell you this, Doc. I'll tell you how hard it is to get a road win in the Lone Star women's basketball. Tonight, Tarleton State won at home. Commerce won at home today. WT won at home. Texas A&M Kingsville just beat Texas women's at Kingsville tonight. Kingsville hasn't won a game in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And Texas women's has been in the top 4. This is absolutely a brutal conference. We're the only team right now in the Lone Star that's gotten a road win.
Well, Coach, I hope you get your second one on Saturday.
That's what we're going to try to do, Doc. Thank you.
Coach, you got a shout-out you want to send to anybody back in the local area?
Absolutely. My wife and kids are at home. I'm sure my wife is probably pushing them to bed here pretty soon, but love you guys, and I'll see you guys later tonight. Again, shout out to our fans again. We really appreciate them.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap up our interview segment of the halftime show driven by CNS. So I will send it back to the station. Then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the Greyhound basketball game. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country.